on a beat and we checking at the feet and we doing something.
I wanted to
start
off today kind of like more like
just rocking and rolling right to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like just yeah, I don't think we need to like I just wanted to like just talk. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I wanted to kind of ease into it and mm-hmm. not. But how are you?
I'm so good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Actually. How are you actually?
I'm good. Good is like the best term for it. You know, not fantastic. Not everything rules.
But you're good.
But I'm good.
You're coming off of your parents were here for the weekend.
Parents were here. Sister was here.
Which coming out good after family time. It's pretty good.
No, it was good. Yeah. Like, especially because it was, you know, impromptu-ish. It was like planned, but also like unsure of whether or not it would actually happen. And then it did. And so it was really cool and nice. We got to get some good family time in. I just, you know, my older sister was just here, which was also great.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got my dose. My dose of the family.
Your dose of the family. Do you explain to me how you, and I want you to be vulnerable here. And if that is just like, you're just good with your family, that's great. I think a lot of listeners, myself included, my family time maybe is a little different than yours mm-hmm. sometimes. So what like, does it look like you're getting annoyed some like day two, you're getting like, you're trying to pick a lunch spot and you're getting a little annoyed? Or is it like, yeah, I'm just happy to be with my family.
Yeah, it's definitely the latter.
Great.
But I think the issue is that...
Okay.
My family is so... Every single person in my family is so easygoing that it makes planning things hard sometimes. Because it's like, you know, when they come here and I'm like, well, what do you guys want to do? And they're like, we don't care. I'm like, okay.
Right.
What if we...
I feel like your sister's a little... Like has
yeah.
ideas of what she wants
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, but then like, you know, yesterday we were just like, what if we go to the park and just sit in the sun and throw a frisbee? Sure.
Great.
And then we went and did that and it was great.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, we don't have to be like, let's go to the Empire State Building and then let's go to the
of course.
Edge and then let's
I'm
go.
I'm talking more about family dynamics here.
Yeah.
Were there any fights?
No.
Were there any moments of annoyance?
No.
Zero.
No, I wasn't annoyed.
Ever.
No.
Is this a
miracle? I hope they weren't annoyed
I'm looking
with
at
me.
The camera right now. Is this a miracle? Is this, like, I have a pretty great relationship with my family, but I absolutely want to take my hands, put them around their necks and just, sometimes.
Why is that?
See, for me, family time is amazing and so fun. But I have big, big personalities in my family. So mm-hmm. there's always some sort of, maybe not fight, but a little like, you know, and it's always fun when it's not you. If it's my mom and my sister, if it's, you know, my mom and my dad or whatever, it's just like, and it's fun. And then you get to laugh about it and you're going, oh, you're being crazy. But when you're in it, it's quite difficult. I think for me, I love, like, I right now I'm very much missing, like, I haven't been home in a while.
Sure.
And I'm like needing that. Like, right today is
Canadian Thanksgiving.
Today is Canadian Thanksgiving when we're filming this. And, you know, my sister's sending me pictures of her and her boyfriend with the turkey and with my dad. And I'm like, I would love to be there. But I know that if I was there, there would be some sort of
brawl.
Like just it's not brawls, it's just like Ika, we have to go now. Like, and it's like 4:30 and we're supposed to leave at 4:45 and I'm like, yeah, I'm changed. Like, you're changed. I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm wearing. Okay. Like just like everyone's like that in my family. But also what a gift to be completely yourself around somebody.
Yeah.
What a gift.
What a gift.
And I definitely cherish my family time more now. But I think most people get kind of, maybe annoyed isn't the word, but you kind of regress and you kind of what is it? You become, there's a reason why you don't live at home.
Well, I think the reason maybe is that
we live far from home. Not that far, not as far as we can, but like we don't live close to our places.
No, we don't. No. Where we grew up.
But in my mind, like my sister lives at home.
At home, at home.
Too. At home, at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, after college. But mm-hmm. like there was a part of me that I was like, oh, I could, because I love them so much, could just like the people that, there's lots of people like that have like a house two doors down from their family. Mm-hmm. And then they go to grandma's. Like you live, your family lives right behind your grandma's.
Totally.
So there is that version that I can imagine, but I think I wouldn't enjoy it, me personally.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it's like once you get out, you can't, like if you just are there, at least, you know, for me, if you were just there and you kept being there, then it's fine. But for me, once I left, going back felt like not a step back, but just, it just made me be like, oh, like I, you know, I'm not living at home because there's something else that I'm. Because
we're the dreamers.
Trying to do.
We're the dreamers. So you're telling me you have no family drama, dynamics, no juicy sclusies?
No, there's nothing that's really like we all get along really well. Yeah. The five of us. Mom, wow. Dad, sisters.
Grandma drama, I mean, aunt, uncle drama.
You know, sometimes whatever, but that's just like every family and it's nothing that's crazy or worth even.
No, of course. I'm just saying, I'm just, because the way you're like, I'm like, my theory is every family's fucked up, right? that's my thesis. Every family's fucked up. Every family is trauma being passed down generation to generation. You know, like
that's. I don't think that. I think every family has something that they deal with, but I don't think every family is fucked up. And so the thing that you deal with might be the interpersonal relationships of the family, but I don't think that every family is fucked up. I think every family has something though that they like.
That's their thing.
Yeah, that's their like thing right. Where in their head they think to themselves like nobody else or like no one else that I know. Is like this. No one else that I know has to have this thing. No one else operates in this way, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like my family, like, I've never talked about this before. We're a family of witches and like, that's
your thing.
What we deal with.
Right? Dad, of course, is a warlock.
Of course. And he's a nice guy. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And that doesn't define him. Mm-hmm. Doesn't define, you know, my mom and my sister and I.
Can
it's
I
kind of like teen. It's kind of like Sabrina teenage witch vibes, mm-hmm. kind of vibe.
Is it like? Is there disapproval from your parents now that your sister is dating a vampire?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know you're gonna bring that up.
We don't have to
Connor,
talk about
did
it.
Connor, you just got this. I mean, actually, just keep it in. We need to represent.
Yeah, what's happening. We sort of need to.
Yeah,
shed
we need
some
representation. Is what we need.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hard on us. That was really, like, she comes to us and she's like, "Well, first off, it was a secret for months, and then I just can't." Okay, let's just episode 51. We've made it. We're here. Episode 51.
I think that was the first time that you have said it. That you've like popped out of the little intro guy into that. And I'm.
Well, it's because I don't know if anyone knows this. We write our intros.
Yeah. All of that was written and scripted.
Like scripted for months. Like we have a writer's room.
I think Jonah wrote that one.
Oh my God. Jonah would. This is so like.
His thing.
Yeah, it is. You can. I love when you can tell like just the voice of a writer comes through. Mm-hmm. Shout out Jonah. Thank you. One of our amazing writers.
He's really beautiful. He just had his birthday too.
Yes. Nico.
Nico.
Stop.
Okay, we're recording, Nico.
He always takes notes and stuff. There's about 60 people
here right now behind the set.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just oh my salad. God. The one, the chicken Thai.
Oh, that one's good.
Salad. With quinoa. Added quinoa. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks. Mm. Rub-a-dub-dub. I know, that's our inside joke.
Oh my God.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Is that Tony's kid or is that somebody else? That's right there, the little like toddler.
Guys, please, I'm going to do all this part now.
Okay.
Guys, like, subscribe, listen to it, stream it. Please, guys, just please just like it. Notification bell button. Please, just guys, subscribe. Guys, please watch it. Please listen. Guys, please give it a share it. We have a show here in New York City at the Gramercy Theater. We have a 7 p.m. show and we have a 9:30 p.m. show November 10th. Get your tickets in the link
in the bio. Hashtag Veronica and Kyle sell out the Gramercy Theater and they have fun. And guys, if you...
And we have a Patreon if you want
to... If you want to subscribe to the extra little bonus content, you can do that now and you can do it and you can listen on... And if you listen on Spotify, you can share that to your story. And if you want the bonus content, not on Patreon, but you want it on Spotify, you can actually go ahead and do that too. And it's a really simple process.
Your voice there is... I like when your voice gets kind of like...
Yeah, it's a really could
you
simple
say?
Process.
Could you say something?
It's a really simple. Process.
Maybe a bit.
Smash the motherfucking like button. Also before,
because no, I just said
you said hit the button. You didn't say smash the motherfucking like button. Oh you gotta say smash the motherfucking like button. Smash the motherfucking like button. Hit it up. It really helps up for the algorithm. And comment something nice down below. We don't read the mean comments.
Can you say something now? Like maybe that's like maybe we'll give some listeners maybe like chills down their spine.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
In a like sexy voice.
Yeah. Sorry. If you haven't already.
No, come on.
I'm just getting into the voice. Okay. It's like that voice, right?
If you haven't already.
If you haven't already, hit that motherfucking like button.
No. You're completely changing it.
If you haven't already, hit that motherfucking like button.
Like, think sexy. What's your sexy voice?
And if you haven't already.
Okay.
Then you're going to want to see this. If you want that extra secret content that only the crazies want access to, penny dropping.
No, come on. Give
what?
Us a sexy
I don't
voice.
Know. What do you want me to say?
No, whispering in someone's ear.
So you want me to whisper?
Like, here's my sexy voice. Hey, big boy. Do you mind if I take a ride on that?
Wow. Wow. Now we have to mark off when we post this online.
No, we don't. I didn't say anything. Take a ride on the ride.
We have to mark off explicit
we're at a
content.
And
now.
I just ate a funnel cake, deep fried Oreo. Okay, go ahead.
Hey there.
God.
Hey, you want fries with that?
Holy fuck. Pretty good. Hey. I'm trying to expand and like just give a little something for everybody.
I want to know what like.
From the rings to the ground to the mercury. Now I'm going to sing that and you do a dance. Ready?
Okay.
From the ring to the sun to the rain to the ground. Yeah. Let's
Do you know the kid? On it's I, he's got to be on Fuck, Instagram as well, or he's got to be on TikTok too. I think I've seen him on Instagram, but he goes on like Omegle and Chat Roulette and stuff like that, and like rizzes girls on there.
No,
have you seen this?
No,
I feel like I should pull it up.
Pull
right?
it up.
Okay, you're gonna have to keep talking for a second while I do it. But he is like, oh, I don't even know.
I have a TikTok to show you after too, so we'll do TikTok. This is called TikTok time.
Okay, Well, we don't have, that's not a...
Connery, do your thing, Connery.
TikTok no, we time. Can't. We can't. Okay, let's see. Okay, here he is.
Okay.
Tom?
Segura?
Tomer Reels? Tomer Reels? Okay.
Okay. This is a warning.
Here we go.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. You're kind of cute.
Thank you.
And of course, look at you.
Are you talking to my man? No, he's
mine. What? Yo, I mean, I guess both y'all can have me if you're down.
I'm down.
I'm down.
Fuck yeah, I bet. Give me your instas.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah.
Now I drop it. I bet.
Who is that?
Oh.
Who is that type of guy?
Okay, you need to put a a soaking panty
this is
warning
a good one.
Before showing.
This is
down.
A really good one too. Ready?
Holy shit.
Yo, what up guys? What's your name?
Bree.
Bree, where are you from?
Manitoba.
Manitoba? Bree, you believe in love at first sight or should I just walk by again real quick?
Walk by.
Walk by?
Oh my. No.
You want to give me your snap?
No, no, no.
I bet.
So when you tell me to go into like he's sexy like, voice, I kind of feel like that's where I got
to
go.
It's just shocking to me that these young ladies are genuinely finding this attractive. It is, I mean, they're quite young, so I don't think they've learned yet. But also, that is...
Yeah, I think I've got one more.
Maybe the most unattractive thing I've ever seen in my life.
In the same vein.
I bet. You want to give me your snack?
I think I've got one more in the same vein. Maybe not, though, actually.
We've talked about this before, about your lack of game.
I don't have it. Yes.
Your lack of...
That's a real thing.
So what... Like, what's the smoothest thing you've ever done?
Okay. This is when I was 18.
Okay.
Which, okay. I was 18.
Yep.
And I'm going to not name, no names.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was a girl that was.
Does it rhyme with Veronica?
No, this, it doesn't, because I was 18. We didn't meet until I was 27.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this girl is in my science class, freshman year of college. She's a junior. I'm a freshman. And I was like very attracted to her, thought she was cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my friend.
I think that's good for the story.
Yep. I noticed that she's got a little accent. And so I'm friends with this kid, Francisco. I'll name him. Great guy. One of my closest friends from freshman year. I talked to him. I'm like, yo, there's this girl in my class. She's like, maybe she has like a, you know, accent. I don't know if she's South American or what, but she's got an accent. And then I point her out and he's like, oh, that's blank. She's from where I'm from, Ecuador. And I was like, oh, okay, crazy. What's the deal? And he's like, yeah, like you're not gonna, like, good luck.
Yes,
she's whatever.
That
blah,
is
blah, blah,
crazy.
Blah. I'm like, damn, okay. Then I find out from her friend, she's like, oh, she thinks that you're cute, but whatever, blah, 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 you're a freshman, this and that. I'm like, all right, okay.
See, now you're talking that.
I see her out at a bar and I was like, this is my only shot. I'm like, I've the new, like, freshman confidence. I'm in college now. I'm on top of the world. I have my whole life ahead of me. I can do anything. God, this is, and it's like, you know, smooth, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was just the most confidence that I had ever. Mm-hmm. I went and I got 2 Long Island iced teas from the bar.
A man with taste.
A man with taste.
Impeccable taste.
And I just...
Oh, so you're a clashy motherfucker.
Went up. She was sitting at a table with some of her friends.
Yeah.
And I just went up and sat down next to her and handed her the drink. And I said, hey, I'm Kyle. Sat down, I was like, what's up? I'm Kyle. She said, I know.
Do you guys freaking kiss right then and there?
I just said her name.
Beep.
Yeah, Connery's gonna bleep that out. And
we've asked him to do that before.
No, he needs
and
to.
He didn't. He missed it on one of the bonus episodes. But.
And she said that, and then we hung out that night at the bar.
Did you kiss that night?
We did. At the bar, though. It was very like...
Because you weren't afraid. You wanted to show off.
And then, yeah, I left and I was like, whoa, like I've got game. But then this girl shut me down so hard. We like talked for maybe 2 months. And then she shut me down really hard in a way that was...
Hurt.
It hurt. It made me grow up fast. And I think it killed my confidence with girls.
Aww.
But not like that.
But you
it's not like an awe moment.
She gave you a chance and then you blew it.
Yeah.
And then she found out, she got to know you and she didn't like your personality. That's okay.
No, that wasn't it. It was a different reason.
What was the reason?
I can't say.
Kyle.
I'm not going to say.
Say it.
No.
Kyle.
When were you the most
confident?
I'm not. No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
I know the reason.
Don't say it then.
Why?
Because.
We need to be vulnerable.
No.
Okay, everyone guess the reason.
No.
Okay, ready? Fine. What? Because you have two dicks? Because you have two giant dicks.
I can't believe you just did that to me.
I know. People need to know. You need to represent the community of the two dick community.
I can't believe you just did that.
What? Because they're both massive... You actually don't enter, those aren't actually your legs.
Yeah. That's why every time I cross my legs on here, you see me go like this. Okay. That's the most confidence I've had. That's the most game I've ever had.
And then now,
ever.
Since then, because that was what, 10 years ago now?
That was, yeah, 10 years ago.
Nothing in the last 2 years?
No, I'm so bad.
Nothing.
No, but like I've said before, the lack of game ends up...
They're doing the game.
Ends up just
okay.
doing it.
Well,
but it's not, it's never like intentional. I'm not like smooth like that guy. I'm not smooth like that guy being like...
Being rejected is the
What's
greatest
your snap?
Blessing. Greatest
What's your blessing? Snap?
What's your snap?
I bet. What's your snap?
I bet.
What's the best... What's the best... or most effective game that has been played on you? I don't know how to ask that. Is that how I...
I think... Because I like to call myself... it's like secret cute. So it's like people don't like not... Like it's like a secret. People are like, wait, she's like kind of cute. Like it's a... Like only I know that. Which, you know, can be... I choose to take it as a compliment. And so I find that in my experience, I was always kind of, the more forward one,
mm-hmm.
but I would always get what I want. I think like, I was like, huh, like I'm gonna, my personality shines through.
Mm-hmm.
But the most game, someone's
like there's got to be some where like, you know, you're just like, okay, like I'll give this a shot or whatever. But then you're totally like, oh, whoa, like that was like they got me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like I like was dancing at a bar one time and this person really just like we had great conversations and like, We talked for a while and it was like really fun. And then I think he went for a kiss and I didn't. And then like the next day we went on a date and it was like good. I don't know. But he wasn't like grinding on me. It was just like, it was more like just like jokes. Like it was just fun.
Yeah.
I like to just have like make some jokes. Like I'll throw it at you.
This was
can you throw it back?
Sorry. This was a... Just like random public encounter,
yes.
Or this was like set up? Okay.
Completely random.
Okay.
And that, and we ended up seeing each other for a little. So that was kind of successful.
Nice. So that's game. That's good game then.
That's good game. House party. Listen, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, there's been some game.
There's been some game. But then played. There's
like, it's always like me being like, oh, I found this. Like, I remember there was this guy I had a crush on from my like comedy community in Toronto. And and I like saw him at a show, maybe said hi to him, but I was like, that's the one. Like, I'm gonna whatever get him. And then I ended up somehow like going out like to like maybe an hour from Toronto to this house party that he was at. Like somehow I like figured, which sounds like stalking. It wasn't. It was just like a bunch of friends and like
yeah.
ended up at a party together. And then we ended up dating for, well, then we ended up sleeping together for like 6 months. I know. And it was casual. It's casual water. Now. And it never was. And then we ended up dating for 2 years after that. Deep in the passenger seat. So there was like, sometimes I need to like,
this is successful
I like prompt
game. Okay.
The game is how I feel.
Okay.
Like I'm like, I know what I want. And I'm like setting it up. But I've also, you know, there's this the famous episode of we went on Bobby Lee's podcast and Tiger Belly, and I may have played a little game on my good friend Kyle here, where we talk about a story and I say, and this is a true story that again me going forward lent the breadcrumbs. I go, do you want? Or do you not?
An offering for you.
And I went when you drove me for our first time hanging out because I was here for a month visiting. And you drove me to the airport the next or like in the morning. Nothing had ever happened between us. And I went, have you ever thought about us more than friends?
The breadcrumbs for
but
you.
But I did that.
Yeah.
Did you think that was a move or did you think that was just like, what did you think that was?
I thought that was, oh, I'm like, no stakes here. I'm about to get on a plane. So like worst case, you know, I can just get shut down super hard.
That's what you think
and then I can just fly on a plane.
That was me?
Yeah. Instead of saying it at any other point, it was literally, we were turning into the terminal of the airport.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I think that was.
That I just said.
You're like, well,
what did you think of the moment?
Oh, also my bags are in the back if you can help me get them out.
What did you think of the moment?
It felt like an okay thing to bring up and an okay time to have that sort of question prompted.
Yeah. And then you went, no, you ugly. And I went, okay. And I got on the flight and we continued being friends. And now we have a podcast together, 51 episodes, everybody.
What?
For real. You went, what did you say?
People know this already. We've talked about this many times.
And people don't know what happened after.
After I said, yeah, I said, maybe. I said, I've thought about that.
You didn't say maybe. It was a yes.
I said, yeah, I've thought about that.
And then what happened?
And then you went back to Canada and you continued talking to the guy that you were talking to. And yeah.
Because. Okay. Well, okay. Well, because this is a juicy up. We were like. Okay. I was talking to a guy, not exclusively. It was actually that same guy from the bar.
Yeah, I know.
The dancing bar. Who you know.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
So, well, they didn't know.
And
so,
you said we dated for a while. Is what
we
said.
Saw each other. We never dated. It was never boyfriend, girlfriend.
I think I might have to have Connery reel back.
Never boyfriend, girlfriend.
And see if you said dated. Okay.
And then we ended up dating for 2 years after that.
We saw each other for 2 months after that.
Sure.
And it was never correct. And I thought at that moment, if he wanted to, he will. Say it with me. If he wanted to, he would.
He would.
If you wanted to, he would. That we were going to begin texting and we were going to begin a flirtation. I don't know, something.
This has got to be the fifth time we've talked about this.
No, it's not.
Has to be.
No, it's not.
But keep going. This has got to be the fifth time we've talked about this.
No, it's not.
Yeah, huh? You thought we were going to go on texting.
Well, do we want to tell them what?
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 Do we want to tell them what?
Something.
What?
What haven't we told them then?
Everything. We have told them everything.
So then we... Then I end it with this guy. Okay. I end it with this guy.
Uh-huh.
And I call you because you're my good friend at this point, and Michael.
Yep.
Crying.
Yep.
Going, oh, God. I feel like a bad person. I ended it. Then I thought, it's Kyle time. Let's go. Nothing. Crickets. I even booked a flight to, or sorry, made a plan to come see you guys for New Year's.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
What happened?
When you came for New Year's.
What happened?
You tell me.
You tell me.
I had a really cool and fun and awesome DJ set at a party, and you brought your friend, a man.
I brought a date.
You brought a date. And then you proceeded to hang out the entire time that you were here with him.
And did we kiss at your DJ set?
Yep.
In front of you? Yeah, we did.
And did you guys end up in like a couple weeks after that, like going to Paris together and stuff?
We can laugh about this. We can laugh about this. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that was the moment in my mind. I went, if I kiss this person in front of my will we, won't we friend, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
I've chosen because I wanted to keep you as a friend because I was like, this is not good. We can't be, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I was like, and because I was like, so anyways, then.
So meanwhile, I'm up there.
Did you see us kiss?
Craziest mixes of my life.
Did you see us kiss?
I don't think so.
Did you see us kiss?
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Okay, I believe you.
I'm up there.
You did look, you looked very good. Like I was like, and I remember my sister's with me. What even was that night? And she was like,
everyone was jumping.
Yeah. And she was like, Kyle's it. And I went, nah, it's this guy.
That Lil Uzi Vert song was really popular at the time.
Yes.
And that went off. What was, I can't even remember that song right now. How's it go?
Fuck. I was like, oh.
It's the one. Damn.
Go.
I just went around. And that was on the second floor of a building. And I was sure that the floor was going to
collapse,
cave in the way that people were jumping during that.
We were definitely going. What neighborhood is that? Where that was?
Bushwick.
Okay.
So slash then, East Williamsburg.
Yeah. Okay. So then what happens? I end up going to Paris. I end up dating this person and this person ends up.
This is your story to tell, not mine.
Breaking my heart?
Yeah.
My first breakup. My first time being broken up with. Again, rocked my world. Totally necessary. Ego death. Nothing to do with him, really. I mean, did he love bomb me? Yes, he did. Did he tell me many things? Yeah, he did. Was it all a lie? Yes, it was. But I don't think he knew it was a lie. But anyways... So then I end up calling you.
If you don't know it's a lie, is it a lie?
No.
Okay.
It's not. I don't know. Just don't say stuff. If it's not. But also things change, you know, so who cares? Still like him. I haven't spoken to him. Still like him. So then I'm calling you, crying to you. How many times? Numerous times.
Numerous times. There were... You actually called me before to do some sort of like surveillance. Not actually.
Oh, did I?
A little bit.
What happened?
I can't get too into the nitty gritty.
Whatever.
But you called me and you were like, oh, go to this like
page.
No. Like you should go to this thing tonight, the club thing. And like, who is he with? How is he feeling? Blah, 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 blah.
Ah, it's because you can feel it.
Yeah, I know.
Embarrassing, whatever. You can feel it. You can feel someone is not. I thought I was being like paranoid because that's what he would tell me. And then it was like, no, you know, your gut knows that something is, someone doesn't want to be with you. And isn't that fucking crazy? And I was working a job at this point. I was filming a show.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, so then I would call you sobbing.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you think at that time? Friends, not friends?
Friends? What do you mean, not friends?
More than friends?
No, friends.
Were you like, fuck yeah?
No, I was like, damn, this sucks that my friend just had her heart broken.
I should fly down to see her.
Up.
I should fly up to see her and fucking shower her with roses.
Yeah.
And ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Then say, I'll never do that to you.
I'd never do that to you.
Oh, cherish.
You were in, what? You were filming. Oh, yeah, you were filming.
I was filming.
You were out of LA.
Very much filming.
You were out of LA.
Which was a blessing, but also hard.
Yeah.
No, it was a blessing that happened when I was busy, but also, I remember being on set and being like, I'm dead inside. But then I think it made me funnier. You know? Because it makes you more present. But there were moments where I was like,
I would be so fucked if that happened to me.
But being busy is way better when you're going through a breakup.
Yeah, but when I went through the only one that I've ever really gone through.
Way bigger than mine. Mine was a 3-month.
Sure.
Not even relationship, situationship, and yours was
4 years, no big deal. And I had just started a new job.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really intimidating job.
Mm.
And I just started that. I was in there for 4 days. Breakup. Then I have to go to work the next day.
Dead. Slow Zoom. Softy Brothers Zoom. You're going.
The breakup happened on Memorial Day Monday.
Don't know what that is.
Just means we're off. No work on Monday. No school.
What month? September?
May.
What though?
Memorial Day Monday. 3-day weekend.
Classic. She wanted to be single for the summer so she could fuck, huh?
Off on that Monday. Go back into work.
No comment.
Go back into work Tuesday.
Okay.
New job. Where I'm like,
rocking it.
Back to work. I had to call out on Wednesday.
No.
I had to call out.
Because you were so...
I was just like, I can't be in that.
Were you just crying?
Yeah, and also just like insane. It kicked off a lot of anxiety.
Of course.
Crazy you were like, anxiety.
You were attached.
Just goes crazy. Oh.
I know, because it is a separation thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I felt it on such a smaller scale. This was a long distance relationship. I can't even imagine 4 years... being together all the time.
When I look back on that though, that specific moment, the breakup, I think to myself, how awesome to be able to just feel so much feelings. Even though it sucks and it hurts, you can really, it's like, you know, makes you feel like alive in a way.
Connery, clip over that call your name scene right now where the father tells, to feel nothing at all.
Who I feel, yeah.
Who I feel, I want it to be like,
but it's that. It's just
transitioned
like,
over.
You know, at the time, no, but his, in that, he's talking about more like,
it's good to feel because he was broken up. He was also heartbroken.
Yeah, but I think he's talking more about like how awesome it is that you had like this nice thing. Like you had this thing
but
for
also
so
to
long.
Feel the pain.
But I'm talking about that more so, yeah. Just like to feel anything, yeah.
Okay.
It's just like so intense. And it was painful and rocked my world.
Changed you fundamentally.
Yeah. But in a good way. For
Joker,
the better.
Joker scene. You see his ribs. He's that was you. And you were ready to. And then you came out and you went, I'm single. And then it's Joker's day. It'll never get old. Okay, so now fast forward. So then I'm single now, right?
Tonight I'm single.
I'm single.
Yeah.
And you have no intention. You have nothing, no seed in the back of your head going, now is the time.
No, I was never like sharp shooting ready.
Sorry, guys, I thought I was going to get a confession here or something.
No.
Okay, nothing?
No, I was not sharp shooting ready to.
So then what happened?
So then you do your show, you do your movie, and then you go to Portugal and.
With someone else.
With a different guy.
With a different guy. Yeah, I did.
Yep.
I'm owning my shit. What? This podcast should be called, not never mind. It should be called Owning My Shit.
And then you move to New York with him. And then.
No. Okay. Whoa.
What?
I did not move to New York with him. I was moving to New York way previous to that because we'd already applied for the visa. There was already a massive, massive plan for me to move. I told this person, man, who is.
You guys arrived. Older,
and I.
Yep.
And I said, I'm going. And he went, well, I'm going to go too. And I went, all right, well, this is my life and I'm doing this thing. And I kept you separate.
You guys arrived.
We did not move in together.
No.
I had my own place.
But you guys arrived to New York on the same flight, on the same day.
Okay.
You moved to New York together.
Okay. And?
Michael and I moved to New York together. We didn't share an apartment.
Okay.
At first or whatever. I was doing something totally different than he was doing. But we both came here at the same time. We moved to New York together from LA. So you guys moved to New York together.
So that's the end of the story. And then I break, and then, fine, fuck. Oh!
What?
We didn't move together, but anyways.
Okay.
It was very much, I did not want that to happen. So, but did we catch a flight, same flight? Yes. And did we continue seeing each other for a month? Yes.
Yes.
I'm a lady looking for love. Is there something wrong? Is that a crime? So then I end up breaking up with this person because they cheated on me and some other things.
Who would ever do that? Is how I feel. That's what I think. Who would ever do such a thing to Veronica Slowikoska?
You're doing this for the pod.
No, I'm not. I truly think that. The other guys that you've had in the past, no real issues with. But I'm like, that? Come on, guys. Come on, guy. Get your shit together. Too old to be doing that.
And then I'm single. And then did you have a seed?
And then you cried to me.
I cried to you and Michael a lot during that time. It was a very short thing. And I did not have a good time, but I got out of it quickly. But yeah.
And then there was a seed. Is that the word that you've been using? A seed? Yeah. Yeah, and then there was a seed. And then we started working heavily together. Why are you looking like that?
Nothing. I'm just
like this.
Just okay, keep going. I don't know what reaction I have to have right now.
We started working together a lot.
Yeah.
We started hanging out as friends a lot. And a decision was made that we're homies and we're homies for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
And we operate every single day with this invisible force field. That goes anytime we try to hug or anything.
Is it still there?
It goes like this.
Is it still there?
I think that we are friends. That's how I feel. What about you?
I know it's the right decision.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Oh, stop.
Stop.
Nope.
Anyways, okay, we got a Dyson, or we
That's the segue.
We told the story, and now that was a year ago. That was over a year ago.
For the seventh time, eighth time,
not maybe? The full story.
That was over a year ago. That's actually crazy to think.
I know.
How long?
That's the full, and then it's been this past year. That's a whole other story. There is another story.
How long did you even live?
But that's a whole other story.
How long did you even live in the first apartment that you were in before this one?
What do you mean?
How long were you over there before you were here?
Till June.
From when to when?
From September till June.
September to June?
Yes.
Okay. So you weren't even there for a year?
No.
And you've only been here since June.
So this apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy to me too.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. But
we did buy a Dyson.
We bought a Dyson.
Which, let me also listen, go off and say,
there will be a part two to this story when we're ready to talk about it.
I have been begging Michael and Veronica to split a damn Dyson with me. We have this Dyson, or we have this vacuum that is awful. It doesn't work.
This is not sponsored.
Spits out dust, whatever. This is not.
This is your sign.
I wish it was sponsored.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I don't like that light change. It just happened. Oh. And yeah, we went and I was in the city. The Dyson store was right there. And I said, Veronica, I'm doing it. I'm getting that damn Dyson and you and Michael are going to Venmo me. You're going to Zelle me because you don't have Venmo. And we're getting that vacuum.
Actually, we have a business card together. You didn't pay on that?
No, because that wouldn't make sense as far as the way Michael pays us. And man.
We love talking baseball.
The way that damn vacuum.
It has a light.
Slurps up dust.
It has a light that goes. The amount, I had to empty it twice from vacuuming this apartment.
It's crazy.
It's a dusty apartment, but
I also,
it's amazing. How much was it? $400?
So it was on sale.
For $400.
$750 vacuum.
For $400?
For $420.
Amazing. Get it. I'm not kidding. It's amazing. That's how, tell me you're 29. Tell me you're about to be 29 without telling me you're about to be 29. When you love a vacuum cleaner.
Tell me you're 29.
When a vacuum cleaner makes you excited.
Tell me you are 29 without telling me you are 29.
It's this light change. It's light turns.
It's the clouds out there.
I have to pee.
Connery's going
to
hate that.
I can hold it.
Okay. Yeah, so the thing about this and 29 and about to be 30 and whatever.
I'm about to be 29 on the 29th.
Yes, I'm about to be 30.
Okay. So don't get that twisted.
As we're coming into this age of our life, and as most people that do, you know, throughout life, typically, hopefully, you are able to grow your financial income, and as your income goes up, seemingly so do your expenses. In that. Having like an apartment, if you wanted to like actually feel good and look nice and be a good space, just like there's just weird expenses now, like buying a vacuum or buying fucking, I don't know, frames for shit to hang up.
Growing up.
I'm serious. There are so many different things that you said this just the other day. You're like, why do I have so many expenses suddenly? There's so many things that I need to buy.
I have to get a TV.
An expense.
I have to get all the shit. HBO. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to steal it from some people. Some people want to just leave your email and password and I'll be happy to share an HBO account with you or anything like that. TV. iPad. I'm debating. I think I'm going to get the iPad Air, which the iPad's one price. The keyboard's another $300. The pen, another $200. Honey, I ain't made money. Right? So, amazing though. It's business expense. I guess I do need that but anyways. Then there's things I want, which is a purse. This purse I really want. And this, I've wanted a Dyson hair curler since 4 years ago, and I still haven't done it because I just, it's $600.
But if you it's still crazy. Want it, that's how you know you should
I
buy
know,
it.
I know. I need to have a little jar or something. That's how you like know. But anyways, so this is my other thing I was going to talk about, which is, did you listen to the Brat remix?
Yeah, I did.
What's your favorite one?
I like the one with Blade.
Blade.
I also,
we're seeing Blade this week.
I also really like how different, like I was like, oh, okay, it's just going to be like remixes where it's like the Guess one with Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Is just Guess, the original featuring one her. With now it has Billie Eilish on it. That's what I was expecting from all of this. I was like, oh, okay, we're just going to get a bunch of verses from people. But the songs are really different. Oh,
yeah. I love the Japanese house one. It's Apple. Mm-hmm. You're making me so sad, so sad. I love the
1975 one is cool. Oh, I love
that cool. one. It's, how does it go? But he sings it British. I might say something stupid.
It's, which one is that?
Stupid.
It's,
I might say something stupid.
Oh, is that what it's called?
I might say something stupid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds good. I liked it.
What's the other one? Oh, Bon Iver one. I love
but I will
one.
Say.
I have to pee.
It's still a Nice Guy Fall.
We're well into it.
It's still Nice Guy Fall. It's not Brat.
I still don't know what I'm being for Halloween.
It's not Brat Summer.
Nope. I still don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween.
Well, I was going to ask you about that also because here's my fucking shit.
I really have to go. It's great.
And now she's back. And now she's peed. And that was a quick little break. What? Yep. What were you just about to whisper? You pooped?
No.
Oh.
I think I'm bird. Let me check my these apps. Guys, if there's one app I'm going to promote on this bullshit, it's the Flow app.
You love it?
Because, honey, oh.
Oh.
It's just 2 days until. What? Who knows? You can't. And you know what an app can't do?
An app can't predict that shit.
An app can't control your body.
Yeah.
So
with Halloween costume stuff, yes. If you recall, I'd say six.
The Joe Jonas episode, right?
Maybe it was that one.
I
don't know.
We were chatting about it.
I always get so last minute to it. I wrote down, I'm back on my checklist manifesto, right? Mm. I wrote down this week in my list of things to do this week, pick out a Halloween
we
costume.
We should pick out what we're going to do.
I need a costume first. Don't care what I'm doing.
We need at least two. It's the Friday and Saturday night.
No, same costume for me.
What?
Yeah.
What did we do last year? I had two different.
Last year you were a snake and...
That was just bad.
And a minion.
Sexy minion. Don't forget the sexy word. I know. Mm. What and you were that one, and then what was the second night?
What was I?
From
right.
What was the second one?
Maybe the same thing, or maybe that was the year Zach and I did Doc and Marty. That was Marty McFly.
You don't remember?
It must have been Zach and I were Doc and Marty from Back to the Future. He was Doc. I was Marty. We didn't see each other the entire night.
Was Zach not with us that night?
Whatever Halloween I'm thinking of
for
this story, we did not see each other. Zach and I like to do costumes that are a bit, that are like duos.
That never hang out.
That are kind of like just a bit irrelevant at the time. Like Doc and Marty.
That's why I want to be the Overcooked characters.
Like it's just... whatever, you know, like no one knows, people know Doc and Marty.
Yeah.
But they're just like, okay, like it's not like clever or anything.
No.
Like 1 year we were Cheech and Chong.
Okay.
Just because why not? What are you going to be? Miss Burps? Miss Sipping Out of My Water Bottle Burping? Connery, I'm sorry about the light changes, buddy.
I liked the, I kind of like the classics, but doing it like a kid, like I've been doing a bit in our videos, the vampire.
Yes.
Like it is kind of, there's something to that.
Okay. You know what I will do with you? What? I'll go like full, like steampunk kind of guy. I'll go get a hat. I'll go get goggles. I'll get a cane.
We go steampunk?
And a cape. I'll go steampunk if you want to do that.
That's pretty fun.
Are we locking that in?
I think. No, it's not. Let's go to the Halloween store.
I kind of want to lock that in.
Spirit Halloween that we saw the other day that we're like.
I kind of want to lock that
in. That's one we need to remember that is there.
I kind of want to lock that in. I think there's one in Williamsburg maybe.
I say we go and we get inspiration. I think that's also like a good thing to do is you go.
To the store.
Wait, what if we're Alice in Wonderland steampunk?
I mean, what's the difference?
Like Mad Hatter steampunk?
Yeah. I'm going to wear like a hat and like the shit.
Fuck, that's funny. Okay, we'll think about it. At this point next week, we should have our costumes, right? Because the next week is...
Yeah. No, we'll have it for sure.
Okay. Let us know what you're being. And now it's time to thank some...
Not yet.
What?
We have to do a couple. We're going to do a Q&A. A couple of questions from the Q&A.
Great.
And there are some juicy ones. Oh my gosh.
I was like sick yesterday on the, read a lot of my book, but also had a, how do you call it? Breakdown? I had a breakdown yesterday as well. Mom on the phone, FaceTime, crying. There's a lot of demons I have to unpack. Do you want me to keep talking? Have you pulled it up? Or?
I got it.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Tell us about this is from Peyton. Tell us about a recurring dream you've had. You ever have recurring dreams?
Maybe I've talked about this before. All of my dreams have like, there's a body of water.
All of them?
95% of them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I just love, you know how much I love being.
I know, but what does that mean?
Like we're either by an ocean, we're either by a lake, we're either by.
Whoa.
Yeah, stuff like that. I don't know what that means.
I had this one when I was a little kid where I was running through this school that was not a school. It was one that you would go to play like basketball against one of the other schools, you know? But I would only go there when my sister had volleyball. I never played any sports against the school for whatever reason. And I loved the layout of it. It felt like a big playground just in the school, like the cafeteria, up to the gym, whatever. So I'd run around there and I would have dreams in that school at night. Nobody's in there except for me and this like random other girl that was my age. We would just be like running around this school together. Not a girl that I knew in real life or had ever even seen.
But that's in real life. But
we were just running around this school together.
Okay.
And it would happen once every like month and a half for years. Let's say for like 5 years.
Did you ever meet that girl?
No.
Right.
We would just run around. No talking, whatever. Just run around.
That's got to mean something.
Crazy one. Okay. Could we perhaps get a special Patreon PO box opening episode? I think it'd be a lot of fun. I have to get the PO box this week.
We've been talking about this for a long time. We've been talking about
this week. I promise I'm going to do it.
Even today.
Maybe even today.
We have time today.
We have time today. It has to be this week.
I'm down to get a little oat milk latte, go for a little walkie.
You'll do that?
Yep. I do want to, you know what I want to do before.
Yeah.
But we're gonna, once that's done, then yeah.
We're going to pinky that in? Great. Okay. Have you made a dense bean salad yet? No.
No.
Kyle, you mentioned
today,
you're
I was like, today. No, today we have, we have amazing leftovers today.
Oh, yeah. We got some goodies. Kyle, you mentioned you're an MCR fan. What are your favorite songs? They live in my area. They make me proud to be from Jersey. I really love most of you like My Chemical Romance?
Not as much as you do.
I like the hits. I like the hits from Three Cheers. I'm Not Okay is just one of the best songs ever. I love all of Welcome to the Black Parade. I think my favorite song from that album might be Mama, just because it's so like, it sounds like it's at like a carnival. It's crazy.
Okay.
I love that one.
Carla Ball.
It's so hard for me to pick a favorite. I love all their songs. What's your favorite fruit?
Banana.
Kiwi for me recently.
Mm.
Top bagel or bottom bagel?
Bottom.
I think bottom too.
Yeah.
No, top.
Maybe top.
I like top.
I think I like bottom.
Best hangover remedy?
Pedialyte. Tons of water, Pedialyte. I usually just focus on the hydration.
Same.
And a big meal. And that eating.
If I can get that, yeah. If I can get like a good carb heavy
greasy meal.
Like what comes to mind specifically even is one of those focaccias from Radio Bakery with a big water and a cold brew. If I get all of those, I'm pretty set.
Cold shower.
And rest.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Well, we went to a party till 5:30 in the morning last weekend. And we spent the day on the couch. It was my favorite day ever.
It's awesome.
And I ordered sushi from Uber Eats. And I've been doing that a lot this week. And it was incredible. And I had, of course, you know what I had? Which Coke Zero.
She's got to have a Coke Zero.
I do. I do.
Okay.
Great.
Now it's time
to thank some folks.
Connery, cue the music.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Yeah, I'll take
extra,
one.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Little boy, give me one.
Don't call me that.
You don't know who you're talking to.
I'm a big boy. I am 6'7", but I'm only 12.
Well, listen, you strange giant. You don't know who you're talking to.
Who am I talking to?
You're talking
what? To... what? A big ass crack? Straight down the middle?
You're talking to the Duke of Nevermindlandia.
My leash. It's a saree. Hello. I bow to you. I bow to you, Lee. Forgive me.
You're forgiven. I care not much about this paper. I noticed you from far away, and I thought, that boy seems awfully young, but he's 6'7".
What? Yes, but I'm still 12.
Right.
I have to remind you, yes.
Of course, but okay. I think that I can train you.
What? Okay. What to what?
I think that I can train you to be...
train a dragon?
Best... pinball wizard there was.
Come with me. A real wizard or like, does that mean I'm good at something?
Means you're good.
Okay.
At this.
What? It keeps falling. I know how to do this.
This is a pinball machine. And you see, to be good at it, you must be at least 6 foot tall.
That's me. I'm 6'7". Hi. I'm also 12. Aye.
And you see, most people aren't 6 foot tall until they're at least 18 years old.
What's this list on the wall? It's a plaque with names in it.
Yes. These are the highest scores that have ever played this machine. But if you take 6 years of practice... 6 years more now that you're 6'7", because you can't play until you're 6 feet tall. That
what?
Means that you'll have 6 years of practice.
Connery, do that meme. Math meme over top of my head now.
That means you'll have 6 years extra because you're 12 and most people aren't 6 foot tall until they're 18.
Okay.
Do you understand?
So I get more practice.
That's right.
Okay.
And that means that you could be at the top of the list. This plaque
list of the greats to ever play this game.
You mean right up a Finn Bruce, Sarah Dahlstrom, Katie Chase, Eric Burke, Hayden Coon, Lucy Walker-Cox, Adrian DeBicki, Hidden Batsing, Ashlyn, AOP Sponta, Aaron Ruggiero, Martin LeGrand, Carlotta Ossenberg, Hardman Riley, Sophie Cohen-Kosky,
yes.
Kelly Bach, Hot Sauce Haley, Diana Kreisman, Mountains and Weezer, Bobby Davies, yes. Daniel Bernard, Belle Stone, Hannah Newsom, Willie 101, Coco, Mia Babadia, Andre Sanchez, Ali, Jack Blue, Laura Strayland, Stink, Mackenzie, Emily Faith, Ben Hare, Mazen Abadabia,
yes.
Antonia Moreau, Josiah, Maggie Moran, Stinky O, Peyton Flesh, Jamie McPatagon, Adra, DJ Sticker to Go to Unimess, Manny, Danny Manny,
yes.
Toy and Haley Coleslaw, Haley Nelson, Vincent S, Betsy, T-Bone Cornbread, The Joy Hotel is the best friend of the world, Ben Ruby, Veronica and Kyle, best friends of real life, Taylor Lawyer, Matthew Vinterbert, Luke Sin,
yes.
Ever Eisenberg, Megan Gooby, Grace Shannon, Ashley Falls, Savannah, Luna Takey,
yes.
Lil Pip, Eric Anderson, Lauren Barr,
yes.
Michael McKitty, Leah Shirley, Vez Visser, Linda Davies, King and Queen, Kat Gernot, Jenna Bazana.
Yes. You could be at the top of that list.
Winner.
And scene.
Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you
in the bonus.
And the bonus.
And then next week.
And the next week.
Bye.